coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. Today on the show, gonna be awesome. We have a return seasoned veteran of radio and of the Home Defense Show, Rick Veist. Rick Veist, he is the former CEO of Flowerland. He's also a two-time author now. Remember last year, we interviewed him for his first book, I Just Wet My Plants. And I can't help but laugh every time I hear that. And then now his second book is just coming out, called Operation Rumination, Turning Back the Clock. And it is all about our military veterans, our combat veterans. All right, before I get too far into the show, I want to send out another plea for Rick Ector. Remember Rick Ector from Detroit, legally armed in Detroit? On May 19, he is going to be training 900 women, all first-time shooters. He's going to be giving them intros to pistol shooting. Very worthwhile effort and a cause. And as you recall from a previous episode when we interviewed Rick, he needs ammunition. He needs 9mm ammunition. He still needs 9mm ammunition. He needed, about 12,000 rounds, and he's still 5,000 rounds short. So if you could please contact Rick Ector. Just go on Facebook, search on Legally Armed in Detroit or Rick Ector, and you can send him a private message. You can, if you live in the Detroit area, just drop off your ammunition to Top Gun firing range right there in Detroit, and just earmark it for Rick Ector and his Legally Armed in Detroit shooting benefit for women. All right. Enough said about that. Let's get it done. What have I been up to? I have been up to, you know that saying, I've been up to no good. I've been up to good, 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 good. Just been spending a lot of time with my family as much as possible, as always. Mushroom season, morel mushrooms. This is the time of year. It's a very short, intense season. It lasts 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the weather. But I was out again last night with one of my best morel hunting buddies, Phil. Phil and I went out there. We found about 50 morels, but they were just little babies, you know, mere waifs of fungus. But we found them. They were between an inch and 2 inches tall. But, you know, as the season progresses, they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more plentiful. And so for the next 20 days, I will be out there. I will be out there in force. And I'm just going to do what I got to do to bring in the fungal harvest. So, hey, my family needs them. They love these fungus. They just love them. And, hey, maybe we'll have a little bit of groundhog and morel mushrooms. That would be an awesome, awesome meal. We'll see what I can do about that. Going to have to shoot a groundhog, I guess. I will keep you posted on the progress of the March of the Morel Mushrooms. Just want to remind you about our May 25 event. That's a book signing on May 25th at Centershot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan. There'll be myself and Rick Veist and also Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum, as well as Ruth Price will be there. Four authors. All there, ready to talk to you about their books, about publishing in general, about writing, about veterans, about shooting. Gonna be a great time. Gonna be lots of good food and competition, archery shoot for the kids. It's designed to be a celebration of American patriots. So, Memorial Day weekend, that Saturday of May 25, Centershot Indoor Gun Range in Door, Michigan. I hope to see you there. I'll be there from noon to 4. All right, let's get on with the news. We've been neglecting the news lately, and I just don't like that. So let's go ahead and let's check out from Fox News. It says, two judges shot in parking lot of Indianapolis fast food restaurant. And they say fast food is good for you. Oh, man, it's just not. Two Indiana judges were shot in the parking lot of a White Castle restaurant. I love White Castle. Those tiny little burgers, I could eat like 50 of those. In Indianapolis early Wednesday after an argument with strangers, authorities said. Clark County Circuit Judge Brad Jacobs, 46, was in critical condition, and Judge Andrew Adams, 47, was in stable condition at Indianapolis hospitals, according to Catherine Dolan, a spokeswoman for the Indiana Supreme Court. Their specific injuries were not disclosed. No arrests have been made in connection with the shootings. Jacobs and Adams, along with two other people, had been bar hopping in the downtown area when they were involved in an argument just before 3:30 a.m. in the fast food restaurant's parking lot, police told the Indianapolis Star. Maybe it wasn't the White Castle hamburgers that were the problem. Maybe if you're a judge, you shouldn't be out at 3:30 in the morning bar hopping. I mean, I'm no Puritan, okay? Don't get me wrong, but does anything good happen from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. when you're out and about in public in a big city like Indianapolis? I really don't think so. Judge, you're supposed to be wise. Judge Adams, Judge Jacobs, hey, if I had an award for stupidity, you two would get it. I mean, it's not your fault you got shot, but you shouldn't have been out there bar hopping at 3:30 in the morning standing in a parking lot? You're asking for trouble, boys. You're just asking for trouble. You're supposed to be smarter than this, but I imagine you already had a few beers in you. You'd been drinking, you've been bar hopping. So you're standing out in the middle of a parking lot at 3 a.m. with a sign on your back saying, hey, come give me crap. Come mug me. Stupid, stupid judges. The jurists were standing outside the White Castle when a car pulled up and the people inside got out, police said. Words were exchanged and a fight broke out before shots were fired, police said. It was not clear what the argument was about. Police initially said the argument started inside a strip club. The plot thickens. And spilled out into the White Castle parking lot. But authorities later retracted that statement, saying the report was based on incorrect information. Now, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. You know, any guys that are stupid enough to stand in a parking lot at 3 a.m. after drinking are stupid enough to go into the strip club as well. You know what? I'd give anything to hear the conversation between Judge Jacobs and Judge Adams and their respective wives. A strip club, huh? Andy, is that true? Brad, were you in the strip club too? Oh, boy. Did they deserve to get shot? No. You know, should they be slapped around a little? Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know, I'm guessing they've been punished enough, okay? We don't need a judge for that. I'm sorry. That's not funny. I am grieving deeply for these two men. I feel so sorry that they, got shot. Boys, get out of the parking lot at 3 a.m. Just be smart, okay? Okay, what else do we have here? Fox News. This was interesting. Headline reads, deputies. Man shot with wife's gun at supermarket. This is from Land O'Lakes, Florida. A man who Florida authorities originally said had accidentally shot himself in his supermarket checkout line was actually shot by his wife's gun. What, the gun jumped up, started running around and shooting people? That's what it sounds like. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office told the Tampa Bay Times on Monday that deputies' investigation shows that 69-year-old Vernon Messier was shot Sunday when his wife's purse fell off a counter at a Land O'Lakes Publix, causing the two-shot Derringer inside to fire. The bullet struck Messier in the shin. Deputies said 67-year-old Lillian Messier has a concealed weapons permit. She may have a permit, but she doesn't have a brain. Not a lick of common sense. No charges are expected, and deputies said Vernon Messier is recovering. Well, I'm glad he's recovering. Now, maybe he can have a nice long talk with his wife and say, honey, you know, you really shouldn't have a gun in your purse lying around loose. That's just a stupid idea anyways. And how did the purse fall? It should have been on her person. That's the problem with carrying in your purse, folks. People do stupid things with that. And a two-shot Derringer. You know, I don't have a picture of the gun, but I bet you $1 million. It's one of those double-barrel Derringers, and it doesn't have a trigger guard around the trigger. I bet you that's what happened. She just had that just stashed in the purse. She just threw it in there, and she set it down, and it fell onto the floor and discharged. It's not an accidental discharge. It's a negligent discharge. Accidental discharges only happen in the bedroom, folks, and you men know what I'm talking about. Negligent discharges, that's what occurs when you neglect one of the safety rules. Okay? Number one, you've got to have control of your firearm. You got to have control of it all the time. If it's loose in your purse, you don't have control. If there's no trigger guard on the trigger, get a different gun. Those things are dangerous. Stay away from those things. Just stay away from them. Well, that is about all we have for the news. We're about out of time on this in this segment here. When we come back, we are going to have Rick Veist. Rick Veist, he is a veteran book author now, a veteran of the Home Defense Show. Rick has his new book, Operation Rumination, Turning Back the Clock. If you are a military vet, if you support our military, you are going to love this book, and you're going to love this interview with Rick Veist. All right, we got a two-minute break. While we are away, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical, and see what they can do. What can FLP do to help protect you against the criminal justice system should you have to use your firearm in self-defense? Also, check out CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Go to CenterShotGunRange.com. Check out CenterShot Indoor Gun Range, where it's always a perfect 70 degrees. Again, when we come back, Rick Veist. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel. Would you like to take your tactical and marksmanship training to the next level? If the answer is yes, you need to check out CenterShot Indoor Gun Range just south of Grand Rapids, conveniently located off US 131. CenterShot is one of the most advanced firing ranges in Michigan. CenterShot firing lanes have nearly 100 customizable shooting programs to make you better no matter what your skill level. Our advanced lanes allow a more immersive training experience to enhance your senses. Controlled lighting and target movement mean that you get the best practice and most fun out of CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Memberships are available for as low as $150. CenterShot also offers a 10% discount to U.S. military veterans. So, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, or in between, CenterShot Indoor Gun Range is always a perfect 70 degrees. This is where I train every week, and so should you. Find out more by going to centershotgunrange.com or call them at 616-371-7468. Stay safe, and I'll see you at Center Shot Indoor Gun Range.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Today we are speaking with one of the most positive people on the planet. His name is Rick Veist. Rick, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Well, thank you, Skip, and thank you for that introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, Rick, you have earned it. You know, and I got to tell you, I'm not having a fantastic day. I mean, I'm working my little Watusi off, but you ever have one of those days where it's like you're just tired inside and you need a pick-me-up?
Absolutely. We all need that. As a matter of fact, I often tell people the best basic training or best exercise is to lift someone up because it's good for your heart. So lift somebody up today and help them through a rough day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like doing that too, but there are just some days when caffeine just doesn't cut it. You need a little something extra. And I'm not talking about controlled substances. I'm talking about, you know, positive encouragement from a friend or something like that. And, you know, when you talk to people, you're like that. You're upbeat. I've never really seen you down. I'm sure sometimes you are. But for the most part, you're just up there. High energy, and your writing is like that as well. So, but before we get into your new book, Rick, you were on the Home Defense Show about a year ago with your last book, but we've had a lot of new listeners in the past year. So for the sake of the newbies, tell people, who is Rick Veist?
Well, I am former CEO of Flowerland Store in Grand Rapids, a weekly radio show on Wood Radio, TV 13's Mr. Green Thumb, and what I like to refer to, Skip, as an entrepreneur, and that's part of the reason I wrote my first book. With your help, thank you, sir, I Just Wet My Plants is the name of the book, and it's based on my 25 years of doing live radio on Wood Radio in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, and it was an awesome book, too, Rick. You know, to this day, even a year later, every time I say, I just wet my plants, I start laughing. So it's a good thing. You're lifting people up even a year after the book comes out. But, Rick, tell me about your brand new book that just came out.
Well, thank you, Dave. Operation Rumination. The name of the book is Operation Rumination. It's based on the fact that over the course of my life, I've learned that there's two different types of rumination. There's unhealthy rumination, just another word for worry, and then there's healthy rumination, when you ruminate on something and you drill down deep or maybe go to the 30, spend some time with a topic in a healthy kind of way, ruminating over it, and that's what I did in Operation Rumination.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I first heard that title, you know, I'm a very avid deer hunter. And so when I heard the term ruminate or rumination, I'm thinking something that happens in a deer's cud. And I guess it kind of is, right? I mean, you're chewing on stuff, you're thinking about it, you know, really thinking hard about things. And that's what rumination is. So,
yeah, no question.
Well, Rick, how did you get the idea to write this book, Operation Rumination?
Well, it's really based on the fact that I have an interest in selfless servants. There's a host, or as I call them, a heavenly host of selfless servants that fly under the radar every day, serving others. They do it without fanfare. And in my case, it's based on the fact that I'm part of the 92.7% of Americans that have never served in the U.S. military. 7.3% of living Americans have served or are serving. So there's 92.7% of us out there who have never served. And I wanted to learn more, know more for myself, not only the stories of these veterans and the fact that those stories need to be shared, but also to drill deep or to ruminate on the discipline of selfless service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, tell us, some of the people, because, I read the book. It's just an awesome, awesome book. It's inspiring. It's humbling. All of these things. Tell us about some of the characters, the people in your book.
There's amazing characters. The initial character that I learned from is a gentleman by the name of Virgil Westdale. He was recently highlighted on a Discovery Channel show. Virgil, an amazing man, 101 years old, sharp as a tack, still active, and he fought his way all the way through Europe, battled discrimination, all the way to freeing prisoners from the Dachau concentration camp. There's Sid Langer, who served on an LST. That's the terminology for a landing ship tank, although they like to joke that it meant long, slow target. And I can understand why they felt that way. They were busy taking Marines on shore at Okinawa while they on deck were battling the kamikaze pilots of the Japanese. Al Johnson served in the OSS. As a young man, dropped behind enemy lines in Germany in the dark of night as a 19-year-old to disrupt the Germans in the war effort, but as a member of the OSS, could not tell a story for 50 years after his experience. Amazing to me that these types of sacrifices were made by young individuals called to service by their country, and inspiring to me. I have members of who have served in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, as well as the Korean War and the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War vets really touched me because I was taught by a medic who served in the Vietnam War, Bill Hardiman, that all of these Vietnam veterans experienced the same thing. They experienced loneliness, they experienced fear, and then they experienced the cold shoulder when they came home. So hurtful to me that we lived through that experience, and now important to tell those stories so that that never again repeats.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the same for me, Rick, for similar reasons. I remember the Vietnam War. You and I were similar ages, growing up in the late 60s, early 70s, and I watched that war on television the whole time I was growing up. So it helped to form me and make me who I am just watching it on television. And I grew up believing in my heart of hearts that I would have to go fight in that war because, you're watching, young men being loaded onto helicopters, missing arms and legs and all of this stuff. And it really affected my development when I was growing up because I thought, gosh, I'm going to have to go do that. That might be me. And then I graduated in 1975 and, the war had ended by then, but I went into the Marine Corps. Anyways, and enjoyed service, but it was peacetime service. Peacetime service in the military is a lot different than wartime service. And I envy you, Rick, just being able to sit down and talk to these guys because, I don't know of any other word than hero. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. They define the word hero. And Skip, thank you for your service because I spoke with a number of veterans also who would say the same thing. Hey, I was not in combat duty. To me, that does not matter, and I think it does not matter to most Americans either. What matters is the fact that you served, and you served our country, and there's all means of support of our military, which are crucial to having a military that exists for our great country. And yes, absolutely, heroes. It was a Vietnam vet that taught me that courage is not the absence of fear. It's doing what you have to do despite the presence of fear. And that, to me, was incredibly inspiring. In addition to that, I learned, especially from the older vets, that they had this characteristic of continual goals, always up to something, always doing something, always having various projects that they were working on or acts of selfless service. Even yesterday, I called Marion Cybersky, who's going to be 100 years old on May 31, mm-hmm. just chat with her and see how she's doing. And she was brumming about the cloudy weather and the rain because she wants to get into the backyard to turn her compost pile, which she, by the way, picks the stones and sticks out of the compost pile, packs it into 5-gallon pails, and gives it away to neighbors and friends and family. Still at the age of 100, continual goals and selfless service.
Yeah. Rick, I think it was you yesterday or the day before. You were talking to me about a study by the BBC or something about people who garden live longer. Was that you?
Yes, exactly. And this was a study that was done of, I believe they're called centenarians. I believe that's the correct pronunciation. And they studied them all over the world, from Japan to the United States, Italy. And they found that many of these people who live to be 100 years old and are healthy and strong had a similar characteristic in that not only did they eat leafy vegetables, but in addition, they spent a fair amount of time in the garden, which is moderate physical exercise, fresh air, having the goal of establishing a garden. They found that that was one of the characteristics that they felt helped provide long, happy life to these people that they studied all over the world.
Well, yeah, they're eating what they're growing, so it's certainly it's organic. It's very healthy stuff. You know, I told that story to my wife, and she is like a health nut, I guess. She just eats very, very healthy, and she tries to make me do it too, and she succeeds more often than fails. And you know, when I told her that story, you know, it's like it was. And I told you so moment, and I'm still hearing about that today. See, Skip, I told you so. The kale, the spinach, you know, all these leafy greens, you got to eat more of them. And, you know, of course she's right. She's almost always right. But,
well, and I'll back her up on this one.
Yeah,
Skip,
okay.
Because, you know, in addition to the kale and the leafy vegetables and the exercise, just remember that scientists have also noted that just getting your hands in the dirt, the qualities within dirt, the bacterial properties of dirt, have natural antidepressant qualities. So again, being positive, being uplifting, I think you just grab a handful of dirt and stick your nose in it, take a good whiff, Skip, and it's good for what ails.
All right. Well, that sounds good. All right. Rick, we're out of time for this segment, but we have a 2-minute break here. While we're our way, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical. And of course, go to centershotgunrange.com and check out Centershot Indoor Gun Range. When we come back, we'll be speaking again with Rick Veist all about his book, Operation Rumination, Turning Back the Clock. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Felix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now.
Would you like to take your tactical and marksmanship training to the next level? If the answer is yes, you need to check out Center Shot Indoor Gun Range just south of Grand Rapids, conveniently located off US 131. Center Shot is one of the most advanced firing ranges in Michigan. Center Shot firing lanes have nearly 100 customizable shooting programs to make you better no matter what your skill level. Our advanced lanes allow a more immersive training experience to enhance your senses. Controlled lighting and target movement mean that you get the best practice and most fun out of Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. Memberships are available for as low as $150. Center Shot also offers a 10% discount to U.S. military veterans. So, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, or in between, Center Shot Indoor Gun Range is always a perfect 70 degrees. This is where I train every week, and so should you. Find out more by going to CenterShotGunRange.com or call them at 616-371-7468. Stay safe, and I'll see you at Center Shot Indoor Gun Range.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my new book, Concealed Carry for Christians. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and your family, and that includes people of faith. Our churches are not as safe as they used to be, and that's why I included chapters on forming church safety teams and stopping mass shooters. You can get Concealed Carry for Christians real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Concealed Carry for Christians, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Concealed Carry for Christians by yours truly, Skip Coriel. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We are speaking today with author and entrepreneur, Rick Weiss.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Rick. Rick, how do you come up with all this stuff? Do you stay awake at night coming up with all these puns?
I think most of the puns come to me, Skip, when I'm in the shower or walking behind a lawnmower, although I will tell you that a great deal of the puns that I use, there's over 400 of them on our gardening radio show, come from people who listen to the show. They get caught up in the spirit of the punnage, and they contribute.
Well, I have to admit, Rick, you have a tonnage of punnage, and you are the master. I humbly bow at your punly feet. Now, you know, speaking of your radio show, tell me about your radio show, because you've been doing this a long time.
Boy, I feel old here, Skip. Yeah, a quarter of a century, actually. This May, it'll be 26 years doing live radio. And it's been a great adventure for me. And I think the best part of doing live radio, it's like doing radio without a net,
yes,
which is fine.
Yes.
Is that number one, you become well-grounded, pun intended, because you have to be humble, you have to be vulnerable. You have moments where you shine, and there's other moments that are like a train wreck, and that's okay. We all have that in our lives. But I think the best part for me has been the countless people that I have met, the amazing individuals, their stories. It has opened doors for me to meet a lot of great people, yourself included, Skip, and so I'm very thankful for that.
Well, You know, you talk about doing radio without a net. You know, this is a recorded show. And what I've noticed is that for every minute I talk on the radio, it takes about 3 minutes of post-production to make me sound good. So I will probably never do a live radio show. But, you know, one of the things that I've noticed with guys like you, you're very good at recovering fumbles. And what I mean by that, you'll say something and then you'll, oh gosh, I shouldn't have said that. And then you'll make it part of the show so that it actually sounds like you knew what you were doing. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, it's making lemonade from a lemon. I often talk about the fact that doing live radio or radio, you know, and I've done live television also, is a lot of fun. It's an adventure. You get excited doing it. But sometimes you drop the ball and you just have to accept the fact that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you move on. You continue on. Robert Frost had a great quote, and it's in my book Operation Rumination, and that is the best way out of something is through it, not over it, around it. You can't skirt it. Sometimes you just got to go through it. And live radio is no different.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, this is the month of May, the merry, merry month of May, and April showers bring May flowers. I see we've got flowers out there. We still have plenty of showers. Talk to us a little bit about gardening, because that's certainly... You know, we talked about the emotional health, the well-being of it. I went out and I started my rototiller yesterday for the first time. Last year, when I did this, I tried to start my rototiller, and it didn't start, and I took the whole thing apart. 3 days later, what I figure out is that a nest of mice had nested in my rototiller and chewed up all the wiring. And, you know, I took it to the small engine repair place, $500 later, you know, this is like a $700 rototiller, cost $500 to fix it. And they said, well, why didn't you just take scented dryer sheets and shove them down inside there? And I go, why didn't you tell me this last year? You know, but this year it was great. And I'm looking forward to a good year of gardening. But talk to people right now. Let's start out with vegetable gardening. What should people be doing right now as far as vegetable gardening?
Well, you're tilling it like it is, Skip, and I'll tell you. And let me mention also the thing I love about gardening is that it's an international language. It crosses over all boundaries, all age groups. That's the great thing about gardening. Mm-hmm. Secondly, let me quickly mention, and I mentioned it in my book, I Just Wet My Plants, and that is if you haven't killed any plants, you're not trying hard enough. So mm-hmm. go out there and make some mistakes. Vegetable gardening, no different. And the key for vegetable gardening, in my mind, is number one, making sure there's a good foundation. That means good soil that drains well but still has the ability to retain moisture and nutrients. And how do you do that? Essentially, it's adding organic matter to the soil. Not some good soil on top of bad soil. No, we incorporate it with the parent soil. The existing soil, lots of organic material like compost, peat moss, ground up leaves, cow manure, anything like that, organic material that you can work in makes a big difference. Secondly, a good water source, preferably where we can apply water at the base of the plant as opposed to over the top. And then thirdly, Skip, a good sunny area because these plants need good sunshine in order to produce the fruit and the foliage to produce the great vegetables that you want to eat. But going back to the original comment that I made, the key is the soil, bottom line, because you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't eat rump roast.
Okay, no comment.
So, you know, the plants are taking up the nutrients, the minerals from that soil, and that's what you're eating. So pay attention to that soil.
So you are an expert on manure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me.
I spread it all day long.
That's right. So tell me, there are different kinds of manure, right? I mean, every living, you know, mammal, you know, creates manure. Yeah. That doesn't have to be a mammal, right? I mean, I've got chickens. Can I use chicken manure?
Right. Yeah, the main thing to consider is try to utilize manure from animals that eat vegetation. That's why cow manure or rabbit manure is so popular. Chicken manure, of course. Now, you may want to dehydrate it or at least allow it to decompose for a period of time before putting it down so that it's not too hot. But absolutely, it's a great natural resource. As a matter of fact, the flowers and vegetables look at the cows and they love that manure so much they don't understand why the cows are getting rid of it. So go ahead and use it in your yard.
Yeah. Well, you know, anytime you have a neighbor who will give you crap, that is a great neighbor to have. It's free stuff. It goes on your garden. You know, but you mentioned animals who eat vegetation. And the way my mind works, the first thing that came to my mind was groundhogs. And I'm thinking, you know, last year I had this groundhog and he decimated my garden. He ate the broccoli. He ate the cabbage. He ate the cauliflower. And that was before I had even seen him. So I didn't know it was doing all this. I finally see him. You know, I took a shot at him. I missed him. You know, it's my own fault. Mm-hmm. I choked on the shot, right? But then, you know, eventually, you know, I found where this groundhog was burrowing. You know, normally they're on the side of a hill because they like to dig in there and make dens and things like that. So I'm going all over. I've got 20 acres, and I'm going all over trying to find this pesky groundhog because we were going to have a serious conversation. And then I finally, at harvest time, right, the plants start dying. You know where I found the groundhog?
No.
In my garden. He had, you know, the tomatoes had grown up, and they were huge tomatoes, and, you know, the boughs came out, and you couldn't even see inside the plants. He had made a burrow inside one of my tomato plants, and he was in there for the whole season, and he gave me fits. But, you know.
Wow.
You know.
Interesting. You know, he's a smart groundhog.
He is a smart groundhog, but this year he's going down. He's going, you know, one of your co-hosts, Christy, right? I'm thinking I should collaborate with Christy on this because I bet she has some really good information on how to get rid of groundhogs. Am I right or wrong?
Well, yeah, and it usually involves, you know, lead. and firing at the ground. You know, I have a different position, Skip, in that what I've learned through the years with groundhogs, there are people out there who successfully live trap them, but then once you live trap them, what do you do with them? You know, you got to take them somewhere.
Take them to your neighbor's house. Really, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not necessarily practical. And we sell these smoke cartridges, you know, that look like a small stick of dynamite, and you throw it in the hole, and it's fire in the hole, and there's all kinds of smoke. But essentially, they make you feel better. They don't solve your groundhog problem. But the interesting thing that I learned is some municipalities now have resorted to dry ice. They take dry ice and put that down the hole, and that seems to work for them. So I don't know, pick your poison, but there's a variety of means out there, but they certainly are destructive. You are right about that.
So, are you telling me that Flowerland Garden Store sells actual dynamite?
No, we do not sell dynamite, but we sell smoke cartridges dynamite. And they're loads of fun, but I just don't know how effective they are.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. Every year, I do a groundhog special. You know, because Groundhog's Day, it's one of my favorite days of the year. My family and I, we always watch that Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, because, you know, I don't do well in the wintertime. I really, really don't. I don't winter well. And by February 2nd, I am at my wit's end. I need sunshine. I need a longer day. I want to get outside, but it's freezing to death. And by February 2nd, you know, I need to talk about it. So I'll get on the air. We'll do a Groundhog Day special. And one of the things that I promised my listeners this past Groundhog's Day was that next year, February 2, 2020, I am going to eat a groundhog on the air. So I'm looking for a groundhog that, you know, so if any of the listeners on your show, you know, have a groundhog that they're not using, let me know. I'll come by. I'll pick it up. I'll make some jerky, maybe a nice stew. We can even name the groundhog, you know, call him Phil, whatever. You know, that's one of the things that I'm going to do, but that's just me. Probably most people don't eat groundhog. Have you ever been to a groundhog dinner?
I have not. Bon appetit. I'm going to stick with a salad. Forget it. I'm not eating a groundhog. Even though I will tell you that, yes, Punxsutawney Phil again this year was wrong. You know, I think if I'm relying on a groundhog for my weather forecast, then I have other problems.
So, well, you
go ahead and enjoy it.
You are probably right, but it's all in fun. Now, before we run out of time here, you and I and Colonel Denny Gillum, we're good friends. We work, we play well together. All three authors, we are having a book signing together, like a triumvirate here, over at Center Shot Indoor Gun Range on May 25. And Rick, are you going to have both your books there for people to pick up?
Yeah, I'll have both of my books there. Looking forward to that. That's going to be loads of fun. We always have fun when we get together anyhow, so... That will be great fun. Looking forward to that very much so.
Well, I will bring you some groundhog jerky. Do you like it spicy or not spicy?
I will pretend to eat it and throw it over my shoulder. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that makes you normal, okay? That makes you normal. Well, Denny's going to have his book, The Smiling Ranger, an awesome book as well. It's from noon to four. They're going to have a barbecue. I think they'll be roasting a pig or hot dogs, hamburgers, that kind of stuff. Even some shooting competition. So it's going to be fun for the whole family. There'll be fire trucks, EMT people. There'll be some law enforcement people there. All patriots, heroes of our society. That's May 25 at Center Shot Indoor Gun Range. But now, Rick, you have some other book signings and some other events as well between now and then. Tell us about that.
Yeah, looking forward to May 15. We'll be at Marge's Donut Den. Marge is a big supporter of veterans. May 16, I'll be at the Legacy in Hastings. Going to speak at an event there. And then the big one will be May 17 at Schuller Books and Music. We're going to try and get as many of the veterans out that were involved in the project Operation Rumination. That's the evening of May 17 at Schuller Books and Music at 7 p.m. It should be great, and we're going to shine the light on the veterans that helped support and were a part of and were willing to tell their stories for Operation Rumination. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, that is awesome. And Rick, I am as well. I'm going to make it to as many of those events as I can. Rick, before you go, will you please tell everyone how they can find out about Operation Rumination?
Well, thank you so much. You know, OperationRumination.com might be the place to start. OperationRumination.com. It's also known as thankyouverymulch.com. Of course, the book's available on Amazon, Silver Sides Museum in Muskegon, Marge's Donut Den in Wyoming, and Schuller Books and Music, as well as at any Flowerland store. You can pick up a copy of Operation Rumination or I Just Wet My Plants.
Rick, that is awesome. Very awesome. Great book, folks. You got to pick it up. Rick, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
Skip, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure, and happy gardening, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, this is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. We got a two-minute break. Check out our sponsors, CenterShot Indoor Gun Range. Go to CenterShotGunRange.com and also FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom. Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. We're going to do it a little different this week, aren't we?
Yeah, Colonel, I thought what we'd do today, I ran across a very interesting article. It's titled, Hero Army Vet Describes Looking into the Eyes of California Synagogue Shooter as He Rushed to Stop Him. I just thought, you know, that would be a really good article for us to talk about. There's a 51-year-old Iraq war veteran who fearlessly rushed the California synagogue during that shooting last week. I just thought, wow, that was just fantastic the way he did that.
Yeah, he was in the congregation. When the shooting started, he had the inclination to turn and run like everybody else was, but he stopped and turned around and basically charged the bad guy.
And he was totally unarmed.
Totally unarmed, but he had remembered that if you're close enough to someone with a firearm, rifle or pistol, you've got a few seconds before they can turn to you and get at action, and he was counting on that.
Well, you know, we can't really say the man's name is Oscar Stewart. We can't really say that he's totally unarmed because he had a warrior mindset.
Yes.
And he was armed with courage. I mean,
yes.
It takes a lot of courage to attack a man while he's carrying a high-powered rifle.
Who's planning to shoot you.
Yes, and he's already shot people.
Yes.
So, wow.
So that guy was amazing, and apparently the cards were right because when the shooter saw somebody attacking him, he fled.
Yes.
Unarmed guy. Coming at him.
I know. I was just blown away by the man's courage and also by the mass shooter's cowardice.
Yes.
I mean, to run away from a man based on a challenge command.
Yeah.
That's just awesome.
He ran out to get into his car. The guy chased him out there, was beaten on the door of his car.
Mm-hmm.
When a border patrolman who had also been in the service showed up with his weapon and told him to get out of the way.
Yeah, that's right. And then he shot the car 5 times. So, you know, actually 2 American military vets saved the day on that one because who knows how many more people would have been killed,
yes,
wounded, if he hadn't fearlessly ran the guy down. My hat's off to this guy, Oscar Stewart, just an awesome guy.
If the very least we can do is salute him, he is an American hero.
That's for sure.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you about my new book, Concealed Carry for Christians. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and your family, and that includes people of faith. Our churches are not as safe as they used to be, and that's why I included chapters on forming church safety teams and stopping mass shooters. You can get Concealed Carry for Christians real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Concealed Carry for Christians, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Concealed Carry for Christians by yours truly, Skip Coriel. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. How about that Rick Veist? That guy, he's just a kick in the plants, isn't he? It's like the pun master of all times. I loved speaking with...
Daddy.
Honey, what? I'm in the middle of a show.
Your new book is here.
My new book is here? Oh, Amethyst, sit down. My 8-year-old daughter just came in. She's holding a package. Oh, it's from the printer. I wonder if this is my brand new book. Oh, open it, Amethyst. I can hardly wait. Pull it out. Oh, look at that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Concealed Carry for Christians by Skip Coriel. This is the first book hot off the press. Let me hold it up to the microphone so you can see it better. Take a look at that. That is a beautiful cover, isn't it? Amethyst, what do you think of this book? Is it a beautiful book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too. Skip Coriel, Concealed Carry for Christians, now available on Amazon.com. Now, Amethyst, was that a shameless display of self-promotion? You don't know what that means, do you? Say, Dad, I'm 8 years old. Give me a break, huh? All right. What does this say? It says, there has always been a certain element of danger in life. These days, more and more people are getting trained and armed in an effort to make themselves and the ones they love more safe. But what about Christians? Should they arm? Is it lawful for them in the eyes of God? And if it is, what do Christians need to know and learn in order to defend themselves in a way that is acceptable to God? Concealed Carry for Christians answers these questions and more. You know, Amethyst, it's always wonderful when I publish a new book and the first copy comes, because it just feels so good, you know, and smell the pages. Smell those pages. Do they smell good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't nod your head. You have to actually use words on the radio show.
I know. I just did.
Okay. All right. So are you proud of Daddy for his new book here?
Yeah.
Look at this. There's a picture of you. Page 95. It says, in the past 30 years, I've introduced all my children to firearms. I enjoy teaching them to be safe and how to protect themselves and their family. And that's you. You're shooting a pistol for the very first time. I think you were about 4 years old there.
Looks like it.
Yeah. All right. Now, I want you to take this in. Show this to your mom so she can be proud of me too, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it out, honey. Love you.
Love you.
All right. Give me a kiss. Love you.
You too.
All right. Hold, you're tripping over the... There we go. See you, sweetheart.
See ya.
All right. You know, it's a good day in America. It's a good day at the Coriel household. I was hoping that book would come in time for the show today, and it did. It is for sale on Amazon right now. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Concealed Carry for Christians, Skip Coriel, and it'll pop right up there. We were talking about Rick Veist. Rick Veist, Operation Rumination. You know, as long as you're on Amazon, go ahead and search on Operation Rumination, or like Rick said, go to OperationRumination.com or ThankYouVeryMulch.com. You know, check out Rick's book. I would love to see all of you on May 25 at Centershot Indoor Gun Range. Going to be a great time, good food, good fellowship, good people. And I like these book signings because I go there and it's like I'm talking nonstop to people. You know, even if you're not going to buy a book, just show up. Come on up and say, hey, Skip, haven't seen you in a while. Shake hands and we will talk. All right. Oh, and again, don't forget Rick Ector. Go to Facebook.com and search on Rick Ector. That's ECTOR. He needs 5,000 rounds of 9mm ammo for his benefit shoot for first-time women shooters. A good opportunity to help make Detroit safer. If you go to Detroit like I do from time to time, man, you want good
well-armed, well-trained, honest, law-abiding citizens there with their concealed pistol license, and this is the first step for these ladies. Well, we are about out of time. Next week, we are going to have another return guest. His name is Brian Anderson from the Upper Peninsula, from the UP, from the UP. Brian, he is affectionately known in the Upper Peninsula as the Tick Terminator. And this is Lyme Disease Awareness Month here in the country, I believe. And we're going to talk with Brian all about ticks, Lyme disease. How do we prevent it? How do you protect your family against Lyme disease and ticks? I've been out there fighting them. Every time I go out morel mushroom hunting, I will have no less than 6 ticks on my body, and I've got to pry them off, sometimes with tweezers or vice grips, you know. So we're going to talk about that with Brian Anderson. Before you do anything else, go to Amazon.com. Search on Concealed Carry for Christians by Skip Coriel, and then go to OperationRumination.com as well and get Rick Weiss' new book. I will see you all on May 25. Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!